Watch, Minnesota Democrat Lieutenant Governor wears Muslim garment while pledging support for Somalian migrants. By Warner Todd Houston on December 26, 2025. Leftist Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan recently appeared wearing an Islamic garment on a Somali language YouTube channel out of Minneapolis to tell Somali migrants that she's got your back. Flanagan was chosen by Democrat Governor Tim Walz as his running mate in 2018. She is not a Muslim, she is instead a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe, Anishinaabe, Native Americans, and has won election as Walz's running mate in two elections. With President Donald Trump's administration focusing on the massive fraud and welfare funding theft by Somali migrants in the Gopher State, Flanagan apparently wanted to reassure Somali migrants that she and Walz are working for them. Salaam alaikum. My name's Peggy Flanagan. I am the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota. And I'm really honored and humbled to be here with all of you today. Flanagan said, wearing a Muslim garment covering her body from her hair on down. I am incredibly clear that the Somali community is part of the fabric of the state of Minnesota. Please tell me this is AI. Mark Krikorian, at Mark's Krikorian, December 26, 2025. I think about my friendship with Nimco. We've been friends for almost 25 years, and when I think of being part of Minnesota and growing up here, the Somali community has always been a part of my Minnesota. The 46-year-old Flanagan said, pushing a false claim. Somalis did not first start coming to Minnesota until the 1990s. Flanagan was already in her teens when that began. Flanagan went on. So I want to just encourage the community to know that we're with you, we've got your back. I'm here shopping today and just encourage other folks to show up. Support our Somali businesses, support our immigrant neighbors, and I know that things are scary right now. And just know that there are more people who are looking out for you. There are more people who are here to support you than you know. I will continue to stand with the Somali community, to be with you, and to do all I can to return the friendship and community that the Somali community has shown me, she concluded. The lieutenant governor was standing next to a controversial individual in the video. To her right stood Ali Ghassan, who is also known as Yusuf Ali. He is the founder of Volunteers for Somalia, a nonprofit that was involved in the Feeding Our Future criminal case. Once Feeding Our Future, a charity prosecuted for $250 million in fraud, was shuttered, Ali Ghassan abruptly ended his own charity, which was supposedly geared toward feeding needy Somali migrant children. Standing next to Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Flanagan is Ali Ghassan, also known as Yusuf Ali, the founder of Volunteers for Somalia, a nonprofit that was involved in the Feeding the Future fraud. Allegedly, the organization feed 1,600 needy children at two separate sites, 7 days. pic.twitter.com/xvtd.sy7ep. Eastowit, at Wesesht, December 26, 2025. Flanagan is controversial herself. Even in her own biography, she admitted that she only earned a 1.75 GPA in high school. She claimed that she finally blossomed as a student in college when she earned a bachelor's degree from the University of Minnesota in child psychology and American Indian Studies with a specialty in Ojibwe history. It's so absurd that Tim Walz would have a lieutenant governor with a 1.75 GPA that people think it's fake news. Here's her in her own words. We really are ruled by idiots. pic.twitter.com/9ic4vcfmh. Nathan Hansen, at Nathan Hansen, December 25, 2025. Flanagan has also been vocal about kicking federal immigration officials out of Minnesota. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan says she's sorry illegals who work for Lyft and Uber are being deported. She says she wants to get ICE out of Minnesota because it makes people less safe. Flanagan is openly promoting illegal immigration. Peggy Flanagan from OnTT, pic.twitter.com/u4pkx3nivu. Paul A. Cipula, at Bubble Bath Girl, December 26, 2025. This is Peggy Flanagan, the frontrunner for the Democrat nomination for the U.S. Senate in Minnesota. pic.twitter.com/l229a. Dustin Grage, at Grage Dustin, December 26, 2025. Islamization of America, now entering the next phase. Minnesota is conquered, Allahu Akbar. Left-wing Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan appeared on Somali language television, wearing a Sharia hijab, attacking federal immigration enforcement and pledging allegiance to a pic.twitter.com/9qd9jibna. Amy Mick, at Amy Mick, December 26, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.